Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Hey, everybody. I thank God for being here another day. I want to thank every one of you that's been hanging out with us. We are at 4,887 listeners, and I don't know where you guys are coming from, but thanks very much. Okay, guys, today is Soap Talk Saturday, and you spread your wings. Okay, so all my new artists out there, let's get ready, okay? All right, first up, we are going to be talking about One Life to Live. This week it's been pretty hot, so let's get to talking. Now, I'm going to go to my standard early break, and when we come back, we'll get the show started, okay? This, guys, for those of you who haven't heard, this is the full version of the new One Life to Live start song, the new theme song, and it's hot. So Snoop Dogg is on this one, and I still can't get her name right, so forgive me. I'll figure it out, and I'll get back to you. All right? Be back in four.
the Edge. Real talk about real issues.
Okay, everybody. We're back. Okay, so let's get started on talking about this week's show. So, Todd is still being played out as the culprit. He's the one that's behind whatever's going on with Victor, and I still pray that that's not what's happening. So, once again, I think that I can actually say that I'm going to give the producers and the writers a lot more credit this week. They have been toning down the sexual aspects of stuff. This Michelle person that just came in, I think that Michelle's going to be trouble. I just see it, and I think Jeffrey's onto it, too. I'm loving Vicky and Clint. I will say that I'm glad what's going on with her is touching on in the inside trading thing, like with Martha Stewart. So hopefully everything will go okay there with her. We're going to get back to talking about this whole thing with Victor. Now, Victor is supposed to be back, but he's breathed in and breathed back out, and already they got him in some trouble. It shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be that at all. And I'm thinking. Now, last week when we were talking, we all spoke on how the new version of One Life to Live was totally like a whole different show. So, with this respect, it's still kind of hard looking at the strange venues that's out there. The venues are strange. The diner is not the same. But I'm not sure if maybe we're starting to grasp our head around what is familiar about the characters. I don't think I'm liking Shelter at all. I don't like anything about Shelter. I liked it better as Capricorn. But I'm thinking that maybe a little bit of a familiarity is coming into play now. I think now that they've toned down the sex and they've toned down the profanity, we've been able to get more into the people that we know, Taya, Todd, Blair, Danny. Jack has a girlfriend, or at least he got his first round in the hay. I'm wondering how he's going to be able to handle that since he's all cracked up with everything else. But I'm trying to figure out if I think I would want to hear from my son that I shouldn't get back together with his father. You know? So I'm not too sure if that's the case. Now, I am inviting you guys to join in and tell me what's going on. We're also doing our Spread Your Wings showcase. So throughout the day, I'm going to be playing my new artist as we go on. So you guys can listen in and tell me what you think. So, with regards to Dorian, once again, we have Dorian being a little too much like a salivating dog at a steak table waiting for Vicky to drop. And I still think that the two of them should have gotten more together and acted a little more like adults. So having a more of adult conversation, it's a little too crazy that they have destroyed what these two ladies have achieved. And if that's the way that we have to keep going out there and understanding that, you know, in order for us to get ratings, it has to be too sexual, it has to be profane, it has to be violent. There's a way to write scenes without it having to be always on the nitty-gritty side of garbage all the time. And it's not a good thing. So last week with the fans saying that it's almost like we were looking for a continuation, and if not so much the same pace, at least something close to what it was. Now, having Todd just be the villain all over again, when there's a lack of another male presence for these children, I don't know if that would be a smart way to go. I don't think that was a smart way to go. And I think that now is the time, especially with the way that our youth and our society is going at this point, I think that maybe these shows should start taking a little more of a different approach and trying to be a little unique instead of adding fuel to the fire. So, Taya, she's still screeching whenever she gets emotional, and I'm not sure if she's doing a little bit of too much overplay with certain things. You know, I get that she's distraught about her husband, especially when nobody knows what the hell is going on after he just breezed right through, attacked his brother, took over his brother's kids once again, and then left out again, telling her he may never see her again. So we have to just stop and think what we want to do with regards to watching this show. So are we getting the same feel of One Life to Live? I guess we should be able to say that we're happy that it's back on the air, because I still think that that's a very historical event, considering that in the network world, it's just not done. It's not done. You don't ever get the show revived back. You might get reruns. You might get a tribute. You might get a special movie about it. But I don't think that you'll actually get the show back live on the air. So that for that, we're thankful to Prospect Park. I am thankful that the extreme stuff that we were going through last week, when we were 2 weeks ago, I will say, watching the extreme sex, watching the extreme profanity, listening to the characters not be anything like the characters that they were. It's almost like it was something that we needed to get our heads wrapped around, because it was almost like an HBO After Dark special. It wasn't the return of the soap opera. So having the children look at that, it goes back to what we were talking about, where producers do have a social responsibility. They're not supposed to be inciting something that makes the community go down. They're supposed to be bringing it up. So moving on to the next storyline. What I do like is that Vicky did get her money back. But on the other hand, we're talking about the inside trading. So I think they were trying to touch on a little bit of what Martha Stewart was going through. Let me just check my caller panel. Okay, no, not yet. So if we're getting back to that, the question still remains, as we were speaking about last week, is when does it become where producers start to believe that we can actually make a classy show and get ratings without having to make kids think that it's okay to do drugs, it's okay to have sex and be 16 and pregnant, it's okay to curse your parents out, it's okay to run out there and you know, be indulgent in crime. So once again, this goes back to does the soap opera world sort of go over the line of fantasy, or we should expect it, or everybody knows it's not real? It's not that it's not real. You're having some real controversial issues be tackled on these shows. So, once again, that's the question. So last week, the panelists that we had on there was explaining that that's what they felt as well, that the new show coming back after having accomplished a historical event, no show ever comes back as itself. It always comes back in a special. It always comes back as a tribute, reruns, if anything. It never comes back being the show that it was when the network killed it. So the fact that these fans got out there and made it happen, these people that took it over were supposed to understand they were going to be walking in some network giant shoes. So their job was to sit there and go, we have to be as good or better. What they did was alter the whole damn thing. Because when the first thing that we saw out there was like Red Shoe Diaries. I mean, that's what I thought it was. Red Shoe Diaries, or you know, something that you have to tell the kids to go to bed like for a long time, and then you could turn on your VCR or you could turn on your TV. So that's where we go back to what should the producers be doing. In every business, everybody has a legal responsibility. They have a financial responsibility, of course, to their investors. They also have a social responsibility. Any service, product, business, physical place that they're building or introducing or creating has to have some social benefit to the people that they're targeting to. So are they doing this with this new version? That's the question. And last week, many of you that called in did not believe that we're doing that. So hello, One Life to Live, get it together, because this is the problem that we're having, because now you have more teen viewers. And more teen viewers are starting to think that it's glamorous to go out there and be ODing on crack. or finding out which is the hottest pharmaceutical on the street now. Not a good thing. Okay, guys, today is our Spread Your Wings showcase also. So our first new artist that we will be promoting for the day is Mike Check with Rewind Me and My Shorty. I'll be back after the break.
Girl, dreams of being a big rockin' diamond pearl.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, guys, we are doing a double duty today. We're talking about our One Life to Live return. We're talking about the whole big change and the makeover that's done to it. And we're talking about the responsibility that the producers have to try to produce a classier show. It definitely came from a four-decade-old giant that did. In the process, we are also shouting out our brand-new artists and our entrepreneurs today, and those two were two of them. So the first one was Rewind Me and My Shorty by Mike Check. Fabulous little kid. I mean, he's absolutely awesome. He's pretty talented, and he's fun to work with. So any producers out there looking for a guy with a hot sound, and he's got some thinking abilities as well, this is the guy to look into. And in a few seconds, you're gonna know exactly how to contact him. Okay, next we have Jai Fountain. That's the KBA Publicist Agency's client, my client, Jai Music. That was her rendition of Madonna's Material Girl. Okay. On to the entrepreneurs, okay. Guys, big it up. We have, in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, we have Tasha's House. So this girl can do some hair. I can tell you right now, you can tell by the way that she has her stuff posted on our market page. She's even done my granddaughter's hair, so I can tell you right now, she's hot. Contact Latasha at tashastasos@gmail.com. We have my boy Mo from Flint, Michigan. Ianka Photography and Imaging, Flint, Michigan. Contact marmos567@gmail.com. You can take a look at our market page and see his work, guys. Again, to Mo out there in Flint, Michigan. And most of you guys all know who he is, so go over there and show your support, okay? Mosley Sound Inc. in Flint, Michigan. You can contact him at mosleysound@aol.com. Our next person in Brooklyn, New York, we have Doodle Technologies, formerly known as PC Mac, location in Brooklyn. Contact doodletechnologies@gmail.com. If you were there to get your IT services or your PC repaired at PC Mac, this is the same guy, just under a different name. And again in Brooklyn, New York, 4Play Music Entertainment. We have VJ-based services. He does it free of charge for those nonprofit organizations such as schools, churches, things to that effect. If you want to get your event put on, a charity work or anything to that effect, contact Doodle Technologies contact 4Play Music Entertainment in Brooklyn, New York at 4playmusicent@gmail.com. He also does fee-based DJ services for anyone else, okay? Next, Dave G. Please look him up on Google. He's an entertainer, got the spunk of people after Dave. He's good, got some cool sounds. He's got an awesome, awesome act. I got to see him back in Brooklyn Exposure about 3 weeks ago. Look him up, Dave G. Like Gary. He is managed by ZMG Management in New York, New York. You can contact his manager, Vina Gilliard, at yahoo.com. And to the artist that you just heard me play on the radio, Mr. Mike Check, he is managed by Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions in New York, New York. His agent is Wesley Hooks. You can contact him at 347-715-8075. Mr. Wesley Hooks for Mike Check. Okay, and our last two newcomers. We have N. Barrett selling Mary Kay. Anywhere you want to be, just pick it up online. You can contact her at N like Nancy Barrett, BARRETT23@MaryKay.com. Jonathan Ellaby Photos, J-E Photos. This guy is hot. He's hot. He's hot. Brooklyn, New York. You have got to contact him. He is right on Facebook, everybody. J like Jared, E like Elephant Photos. Location in Brooklyn, New York. This guy can make you look like a superstar if you look like a housewife. Okay, so contact 347-599-4535. Ask for Jonathan. He is the bomb. I'm telling you from personal experience. okay? Michelle at M&R Weave Designs right here in St. Albans, Queens. You can contact her. She can hook up your hair. Y'all get your do done. Michelle, 347-399-0139. We also have an up-and-coming business, Lights in the City. You guys have seen her. New York, New York. She's based out in Brooklyn. She does all the events. She does those little carnival light things, but these things are hot. They're really cool. She's got a watch. Darlene Cox Owens, and you will get her information by the end of this broadcast. It'll be up on the show's page and my personal page. Okay? Go on to our artists. We got Mike Check, who you just heard. You got Jai Fountain, who you've been hearing. Kaylee Shea from Toledo, Ohio. She's up next. And she will be the person that was singing Lie to Me. Okay? The single that you heard me play, I believe that it's been played about 3 times this last week. Not this week, but last week. And what I will have you do is on the break coming up, she will be the second artist played on my two song break. Now, let's read off our artists. My two artists from the KBA Publicist Agency, Marcus M.C. Silvers. You guys have heard his single. This week it is the rendition of the 1980s group Cameo Candy. He killed it, y'all. I loved it. The group Leva, that amazing group of 6 young brothers and sisters out there trying to stay positive. They're uplifting the Lord out there with their song, I Will Be All Right. Every one of you have been calling me in on this. They're one of our budding artists as well. And I just told you about Kaylee Shea and about Mike Check. So we are going to break. I will be playing up Mr. MC Silver's Candy, and followed by that, you will hear Miss Kaylee Shea and Lie to Me. Okay, I will be back in 8 minutes.
In the spot, I got my shine on. Team on the block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't win, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans, though. Beat it up, she got me bustin' shots like Rambo. Riding non-stop, without handle. 6 shift, no automatic on manual. My team, you know I got a ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Boss crazy, Primo, about to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's on top of. You mad cause she chose me. And she tastes just like
my Stay on the beat.
Now, back with more On The Edge.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Kayla Shea would lie to me. Before that, it was Marcus MC Silver's Cameo rendition, rendition of Cameo's Candy from the 1980s group. Okay, so we are talking now about our soap, One Life to Live. This week, I think, was exciting. I do want to know exactly what is going to happen with the Victor and Todd case and, you know, what's going on with that. It is interesting. It's just that I'm a little upset with the fact that they don't develop Todd's character any further. I'm not saying to take away from his dark side, because that's what makes Todd Todd, but Todd has been on a sincere mission of trying to redeem himself with his family, and I don't think that the way he's acting now equates to somebody that would, I don't think it would equate to somebody that was gone for 8 years and has a chance to get his people, his kids back after proving that he was who he is, you know? So, I think that they should try to blend in a little bit and put a little difference in him. I'm not saying to take away any of the Manning madness, because pretty much we all know that that's what makes him him. So there's nothing that we want to take from that. But we also know that Todd has an undying love for his children. It doesn't matter how bad he is. His abilities as a father to love his children has never been in question. So why on earth is it that they're constantly having to have him do these? If this turns out to be a ploy, why is it that this is the way the writers see fit to make Todd a father, or to allow him in his children's life, is because to have him create these dramatic conspiracy effects and then come out to be the rescuer? This makes no sense. Okay? He should have the right to reestablish himself in his children's lives, whether or not they choose to deal with him. He still should have the right by the adults involved to make a time with his children, period. So the other thing I like is the way Jeffrey King is being. I like the way he is having Vicky's back, and at the same time how he tried to quell this thing with Michelle and Matthew, because I think that he's the one that's going to keep Matthew's stupid head together, because Matthew's acting like a moron. So, once again, getting back to the half of the writers having to go such to the left field in order to get a storyline across. I don't think it has to go that route. And now the other thing, as I was speaking about with regards to the Todd storyline, how is that sort of helping the parenting issue? Now, Todd has been away, kidnapped for 8 years. He's been kidnapped for 8 years. He had his identity stolen by a twin brother he never knew existed. That was all proven. And now these kids have been as troubled as hell, don't have the opportunity to have people... in their lives that could make a difference, or to reestablish their proper identity, the right one. Okay? The right one. They should at least be able to get that confusion cleared up. They should be able to get that confusion cleared up before they start making a decision on whether or not they want to deal with their real father. So that's the thing that's bothering me, because the adults in the situation is actually festering and inciting the riots among them. So the next thing that we're doing is we want to talk about that. It's been years. Now, these women keep on trying to act like Todd is the problem. Todd is the problem because he's dark and he's the diabolical or whatever it is. But both of these women were drawn to him for that reason and had babies with him. So now they don't want the kids to be involved with it. He doesn't hurt the children. He's just a lousy person with them. And being that Victor is out of the picture and he's off in some unknown gangland activity, I think that these two women should allow the one man that belongs there in their lives to at least step in. He could step in for Victor as for his nephew, Which, by the way, we keep going right back to that situation. Victor has one biological kid that he keeps neglecting. But he's trying to stake claim to his brother's children who he doesn't have the right to be with. Meanwhile, the brother's back in the picture, and it's his job to be trying to make mend fences. So if the writers are going to keep going with having these women try to be single, I don't know, community parents, they're going to be community parents when there's a father involved, and father slash uncle. Makes no sense. All I've ever seen them do with the one kid that belongs to Victor is pack his kid on the back and send him off to bed. He's been on the air a total of 20 minutes in 3 weeks, interacting with his real father, one that he also thought was dead. Shouldn't he be trying to make amends with the one son that was just as much in the middle of the grief as everyone else? So that's another thing. Danny came to our center today and made amends with her mom. So that was a good point. So let's clean it up, writers. Let's clean it up. Okay? Let's go down now to the next. Let's go down to our next item. Okay, so now we have the, what do we call this? Cougar relationships, does that apply to men and women? Okay. So we have this older guy who has a young girl that he's keeping. She's going to law school based on his dollar. He put up a big posh apartment for her based on his dollar. He's having sexual relationships with this young girl on his dollar. But he finds he knows nothing about the fact that she's on drugs or selling drugs. And he didn't know why, if she's getting everything from him. Does she still feel the need to do that? Perhaps you should stay married with the lady that's your age and stop ruining a teen's life. I'm just saying. Now she's dead. I'm just saying. Writers, you might want to rethink that one. And so far, everything that you have done in this return of the show, like I said, understand, it's 4.3 decades old. This was shelved after 4 decades of loyal service and fantastic viewership. You guys decided to try to throw out the big baby to get a bite at the new baby of reality TV, which bombed in a couple of months. Why? Because what you threw away the moneymaker for, to try to get a bite of what you thought was new money, the thing you chose to do has been done, is being done a million times, a dime a dozen, by people better than the cast you chose. The doctors in Dr. Oz, who's cuter, more charismatic, and seems to know a lot more about what he's talking about than and can tell a person who he feels is overweight in a way that makes them not feel like they're being told they're fat. Then you have this old person, this older person, who's rigid and is pretty much telling you, no, that's just no good, that's too much. If you eat that, you're going to get fat. If you eat this, you're going to look frumpy. We don't need to hear that. That's what the idea of soaps are for, so you could escape reality. But if you're looking at reality on TV, and if you dare as a writer to introduce something as controversial as teen drugs, homosexuality, prostitution, dissociative identity disorder, things to that effect, then you need to know how to have a solution or to deliver the progress of these things or the victimization on third parties in such a way that people are going to understand the situation and not find it something negative to glamorize. I'm just saying. Now, when ABC took it over, these are things that they did with class and quality and teaching qualities as well. When these teens were facing drug use, they understood what it was like. They understood the horrors of it. They understood the poverty that comes from it. They understood the health problems that came with it. And then they also understood the effects that it has on the people around them. The way that these storylines are being introduced now is pretty much making these kids think that it's a fad they need to get into. And that is where but social responsibility is lacking in the return. Matthew's become a trust fund brat that pretty much feels he can commit any type of anything and not be accountable for it. After all, his mother's the DA and his father's the police commissioner. His uncle is the CEO of all Buchanan Enterprises. Why not be able to leave his kid with his best friend that he slept with, and now she's a single teen mom? And no, all the talking in the world isn't doing anything. And just like someone mentioned last week, Destiny is being unrealistic, not accepting help from her baby's grandmother. Pride don't come into play when you are truly a true good mom. Unless the things that's being offered is going to sell your baby's integrity down the line somewhere. That's a different story. But what was the need for Danny being in the middle of a way too adult for her club, smoking drugs in the club, and getting involved with raunchy dancing between a male and a woman on the dance floor in front of her parents? Don't see the significance there. Don't see the significance there. What is the significance of her running around half naked between her two male roommates, one of which she has feelings for? Don't see the significance there. I don't see how that will teach or entertain anyone. And since half of your viewers are not liking the new raunchy, in-your-face, after-dark situation, maybe it's time for you guys to clean up the storylines just a little bit. I'm just saying. The fact that soap operas are now being watched by a much younger crowd in addition to the veterans, I'm just saying. Okay. Time to move on to our next showcase artist. And once again, this is one amazing group of young people. Libra is their name. They are based in Queens, New York, right here in Springfield Gardens, New York. They are uplifting positivity through music and through Christianity. This is called I Will Be All Right. I'll be back in 4.5.
What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
It feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
When all I've leaned on.
When all I've leaned on.
Catches me by surprise.
Catches me by surprise.
Tell me, where's the refuge?
Where's the refuge?
Where's the joy?
Where is my paradise? I just lift my hands and say,
sing the rain.
Make it through the storm.
Trust exercise.
I just lift my hands and say, yeah, yeah.
I'll
The rainbow,
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. That was R. Kelly with The World's Greatest. That's in honor of all of our entrepreneurs and our market artists. Yes, you are the world's greatest, and you are taking your first steps toward being just that. So keep your dreams up, because we are here to support you. Okay? Before that, once again, you heard that amazing group from Queens, New York, Libra, bunch of young kids, you know, they're six of them, continuing their mission to be positive in music and positive in Christianity. And getting back on track with our subject for today, we are talking about this week's One Life to Live, the episodes, but also the responsibilities on the producers to keep up a social responsibility and maintain some class and some balance in the fantasy. So this is what we are trying to get established here. So I actually am very pleased with the way that most of the storylines are going. I still think, now what I'm actually wanted to touch on is Jack got his first experience with sex. Okay? So considering he's coming off of The Big Angry Kid, and before that, on ABC, he was a spawn. But he's now, you know, delving into now an emotional conquest. So we have this little boy who's going through troubles with two very, very untraditional parents. And he's just, I guess, starting to get a little normalcy in his life. He's starting to just act like a teen. And now he's just experienced one of the bigger developments in a child's life, and I don't think that he's going to be able to sit down and have a decent conversation now with two parents that are caught up in their world of abnormalcy. So I'm really, really interested in seeing where this is going to lead him next, because frankly, I think the girl he just lost his virginity to is trouble. Okay, she seems it, and, you know, it appears that he's going to be led down a further wrong path. So, once again, it's going to be interesting to see how the writers tie this one up. Bo, I don't know if I can view Bo Buchanan the same way anymore. I think they're trying to clean him back up to being the standard or classic Commissioner Bo Buchanan, but considering he's had sort of a schizophrenic break when he got caught up with the profanity and such, I'm not too sure if he's ever going to be, you know, sweet Bo anymore. But, you know, seeing how this crime turns out is going to be something else. Now, those of you that have inboxed me in question, yes, I've already sent out the official spoilers for my fantasy fiction. The fantasy fiction will be completed within the next 2 or 3 days, and it will be submitted. Now, you know that it will be published as soon as Catherine gets it together. Gets all of the weekly things together and puts it up there. She's always on time with it. So I appreciate every one of you that have stuck this out with me as well. And I appreciate my panelists that came last week to offer their viewpoints. So I'm going to move on to the next situation. Now, the teens in itself, I think, are starting to re-embrace a little bit of respect that they had beyond their wildness. Because at least when they were indulging in their problems before, we could all kind of relate to it being, you know, all within the normal scope of teenagerhood. Okay, I think that once we got off of the shock of the after dark scenario, we're getting a little bit back of what we're used to. So now we could just talk pretty much about the delivery of the storyline. If we are going to have Danny now be dealing with the fear of her close call with where it could have been her instead of this Brianna character. And we're speaking on this too. If Brianna was indeed on drugs, leading her to older men and sexual escapades that leads her to being a kept mistress, that's also something that could be part of a drug world. Now, is this man that's acting like he doesn't know what happened to this young lady on the level? That's still something we have to find out. Is this man somebody that can help Bo with the lead in the case. Hopefully that's the way the writers would take this turn, and that the other person she was with turns out to be the one of the culprits, and maybe can lead them to where the bigger ring is. Okay, but either way, the one thing I do appreciate about the way that this storyline went is that they brought up the biggest worst-case scenario of where drugs can lead. Okay, to death, to people coming after you for money in the drug business. So hopefully those teens that are watching are not seeing the glamorous side of this. They're seeing the part where it'll instill some awareness in them. Vicky and Clint, loving the way she's holding her ground with Clint about what he's done once again, meddling in his children's lives. That part is still kind of sticking me, because Clint was starting to get it together. He was starting to get it together when ABC was going off the air with it. He was, reconciling with Rex. He was using his money in a positive manner to help his children. He was minding his business and respecting his children's choices as adult children. And for him to sit there now and interfere with a father and his child simply because he didn't like the way the relationship between that father and his daughter were going, now is putting more pain than progress into the mix. And here we go again, where we're stuck back in some Buchanan curse. Now, did he not get that trauma in this family is a hereditary predisposition to DID? Does he think about this? Now, I think that might be a spin. Because if Natalie, who's been the one strong child in between the daughters, has managed to avoid splitting in two, three, four, and five people, this might just send her over the edge. Now, if she manages to stay above the fray, good for her. And good for the writers, at least keeping one person to be, able to handle, normal adversities, I should say. Okay, without going to some extreme left. Jeffrey and Destiny, I think I'm kind of with that. And wasn't it not wonderful to see Sean return? Because he's always the voice of reason and some class up in there. So I'm really happy with that one. Really happy with that. And we all know that Sean Ringgold is an amazing actor. Okay? So I think that was a wonderful treat. And I loved how he caught the kids sliding down the chimney last week. So that one was actually, worth talking about. It was absolutely fantastic. Okay? I want to give this artist who has performed this wonderful, wonderful new theme song some airplay again, because she absolutely killed it. And Snoop Dogg did Snoop Lion, my mistake, has done a wonderful job with this artist, and his little background contributions in the song is wonderful too. So here is brand new start with this artist. I can't seem to get her name. Forgive me, sweetheart, I will get it. Okay? Be back in 3.5. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Sorry, we had a little delay with the mic. That was One Life to Live's brand new opening song, and it is called Brand New Start. I am so trying to get how to pronounce this artist's name. She is a protege of Snoop Lion, so I'm trying my best to get it so that I can say it properly on the air and give this child some respect. So instead of me doing that, what I will do is just play her song for now and let you know that it is by Snoop Dogg, new protege. Okay, back to the soap talk. All right, here we go. Much better job, writers and producers. Much better job with toning down the After Dark special from HBO overtone that it's been given. Much better job with the delivery of the with the storylines in general. I think that it has been interesting to watch in the last couple of weeks, more so than us shuddering and trying to figure out how we're going to get past the foul mouth and the extreme stuff. And as a matter of fact, we were speaking last week on something that went way extreme with the return of AMC as well, All My Children. There was a fan that had written in on a forum that they actually had a scene that depicted oral sex on TV. So if we are not paying that extra special After Dark, premium to watch these things after our children are asleep, why do we want to see it as a rerun of our favorite daytime show? You know, so that is the one problem that we actually were having. You know, one of the problems that we were having. So we were talking about how the producers and the writers have been not really adding up to their responsibilities of being socially responsible. That's what we were speaking on. So one of the things that we have to do as viewers is we have to demand the entertainment without the smut, I guess, for things that deal with controversial topics. Controversial topics such as drug use in teens, teen pregnancy, homosexuality. I should say, not homosexuality in particular, but the repercussions of hate crimes that come from it. Because, you know, it doesn't matter what your orientation is. It's not something that somebody should judge to the point of hatred. So if this should come up, as it did with Fish and his partner in the ABC version of this, then it should be something that teens should be able to see on TV and understand that people don't understand change or difference. So if they're going to do certain things, they're going to be subject to the most violent and vile of hate crimes. When we're speaking on things like prejudice and bigotry and racism that's coming into a storyline, that also needs to be delivered in a way where there's awareness. Not just, you know, putting it out there so people can have reactions or take it upon themselves to find it something that's to be idolized. If we're going to talk about a teen mom that's struggling without a father, that should present awareness to a teen to think twice about contraception. About contraception. And to think twice about wanting to have a baby so early before you're ready. So that is one of the things that we were discussing in last week's panel, which I want to continue this week. And we will be continuing each week with Soap Talk, reviewing what the storylines are and bringing our viewpoints on it. So if we are going to be grateful, which we are, and Lord knows, Prospect Park, you did a wonderful thing for us. At the same time, you sort of threw us for a huge loop. So if we're in the middle of trying to get back into the show that that our beloved show was left us with many questions and still haven't been answered, then we're confused because we're seeing a whole lot of our characters' faces, but they're being played as different characters on a sister soap, you know, on a sister soap. Then it's going to be a little hard for us to sort of reconnect, I guess. Reconnect with what it came from or came off of. So there's that situation. Then we have, like we said, we're dealing with these teens that were just teens or pretty much babies with behind the ears coming off of a major network, coming on to, first of all, now a lot of people got to adjust to the transition of watching it through a computer now. Okay, or through their podcast phones or whatever the case is. So we're dealing with that as well. And so now we have to deal with the fact that also it's been cut down by 3 days and by half an hour. And now so that's a harder job on the writers. So I'm actually going to say the writers have a harder job to do doing it that way. Now, if we're going to have to adjust to all of these things, if we have to adjust to all of these things, then we are going to also have to deal with if we have to deal with, sorry about that, the mic went off, I do apologize. If we do have to deal with all these changes, then the storylines itself have to be something that keep our attention through it all. Okay, and definitely we don't want to see people saying, you know, things like the B word and the A word and, you know, the S word online. We don't want to see these babies jump into the advanced grow-up situation without having a warning or a transition to deal with. None of it. And then to be stuck with something that's like a whole different show is even more ridiculous. You know? Is even more so crazy. So here we go with, once again, how do we ask for a balance? We ask for the balance by letting them know that as much as we love the return, as much as we love the show, there are certain things that have to be toned down. And I think so far they've been listening. If they haven't been listening to our direct communications, they've been reading our fan chat rooms. So I believe that we have hope in this continuing. Okay? All right, everyone. I want to thank everybody who's listening. I want to thank everyone who joined me last week. And what I would like to happen is now, for the next half hour, I will be giving up all of our recognition now to our Spread Your Wing Showcase artists and entrepreneurs, and we will be seeing you next week here at 4 o'clock to have our next week's version of Soap Talk and to get in all of your opinions. Once again, thanks, everyone, for coming in and helping. Here's the first of our artists.
I got my shine on. Team on the block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't win, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans, though. Beat it up, she got me bustin' shots like Rambo. Riding non-stop, without handle. Six shift, no automatic on manual. My team, you know I got a ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Boss crazy, Primo, about to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's on top of. You mad cause she chose me. And she tastes just like me.
Like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
It feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
When all I've leaned on.
When all I've leaned on.
Catches me by surprise.
Catches me by surprise.
Tell me, where's the refuge?
Where's the refuge?
Where's the joy?
Where is my paradise? I just lift my hands and say,
sing the rain.
Make it through the storm.
Rumors
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, our last 10 minutes is going to be giving out a shout-out to all of our entrepreneurs, and we are going to start that right now. So on our first list, it goes out shouting out Lansdale, Pennsylvania out there. This is Tasha's Tousles. If you want to get your hair in twists and braids and locks, any kind of braiding style that you have, this girl is the bomb. She's got a whole composite picture of every type of style that she does. Out there in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, contact Latasha at tashastousles@gmail.com. Out in Flint, Michigan, to my boy Mo Mosley, Ianka Photography and Imaging in Flint, you can contact him at marmos567@gmail.com. That's M-A-R-M-O-S, the number's 567@gmail.com. Again, to my boy Mo in Flint, Mosley Sound Incorporated, location Flint, Michigan. Contact him at mosleysound@aol.com. If you want to get some music spinned up, that will be him. Doodle Technologies, it was formerly PC Mac in Brooklyn, New York. If you had your IT services or your computer repair work done at PC Mac, it is now known as Doodle Technologies in Brooklyn, New York. You can contact me at doodletechnologies@gmail.com. Once again, for Brooklyn, New York, we have 4Play Music Entertainment. Okay, he does free DJ bass services for nonprofit organizations such as schools and churches, agencies, communities, things to that effect. He does it for free, lighting and sound and DJ music. Or if you want to book him for an event, if you're not a nonprofit organization, he's pretty reasonable with his fees. Again, contact Nate at the number 4playmusicent@gmail.com. Dave G, this wonderful, wonderful musician and singer, and he got some energy and some great tunes. Look him up, Dave G like Gary. He is managed by Z like Zebra, MG Management. His manager is Zena Gilliard at yahoo.com. You can call her and try to book him for your next event. The artist that you heard me play this evening, Mr. Mike Check with Rewind Me and My Shorty, he is represented by Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions, location in New York, New York. His manager is Wesley Hooks. You can contact Mr. Hooks for to book him at 347-715-8075. That is, once again, if you want to book Mr. Mike Check, who's the singer of Rewind Me and My Shorty. A little bit further down the line, we have N. Barrett selling Mary Kay. You can contact her wherever you are in the United States. You can contact her at N. Barrett, that's B like boy, A-R-R-E-T-T, the number 23 at MaryKay.com. And to the next person, Mr. Jonathan Ellerby. Mr. Jonathan Ellerby is the CEO of JE Photos in Brooklyn, New York. The sky is awesome. He was taking pictures at the Allure event that we did 2 weeks ago in Manhattan. This man is awesome. He can make you look like a star if you're just a dusty housewife. So I can let you know right now that he is worth looking up. You can check out his Facebook page, JE Photos, and you can see the work for yourself. You can contact Mr. Jonathan Ellerby at 347-599-4535. Again, Jonathan Ellerby at 347-599-4535. You can contact Miss Michelle at 347-399-0139 to get your hair did. She does some awesome weave designs. She's the CEO of M&R Weave Design right here in St. Albans, Queens, New York. And if you want to get some party favors that light up, like the ones you see at the circus or you see in the carnivals, but you want it with a little flair and with a little extra variety, you contact Ms. Darlene Owens, CEO of Lights in the City. Her number is 347. Let me get this straight just to make sure, because I want Ms. Cox Owens to know that she was noticed. Ms. Darlene Cox Owens, CEO of Lights in the City. She is at 347-677-6500. Once again, Lights in the City, Ms. Darlene Cox Owens at 347-677-6500. Once again, everybody, this is our entrepreneurs at the OTE market page. Now let's go over to our artist page. And you heard all of our artists here tonight. Ms. Jai Music, one of the Katie Barnett and Associates publicist agency page. She is a client, the first client. Her music and videos have been all over Facebook because she's absolutely an energetic and beautiful young lady. She's talented. She can do anything from country to pop, and she can rock it her own way. So, Ms. Jai Music, you can contact David Sparks at Scraps Productions. You should see him on Facebook under David Sparks Naj Music. Then we have Mr. Marcus Silvers. He's an upcoming KBA client as well. You just heard his single tonight. He did his own rendition of Cameo's 1980s single, Candy. Rock it out, and he's always in the studio, too. Then you heard the amazing young Christian group, young kids, six of them in Springfield Gardens, Queens, New York, singers of I Will Be All Right. That was the one I just played about two songs ago. Kayla Shea, who I just played. Toledo, Ohio, she's a singer of Lie to Me. And as I said, Mike Check. You can contact Mr. Wesley Hooks at the number that you were given earlier. You can also find all of these lists of names on our On the Edge Radio Show official website. You can just take a look at the On the Edge Radio page on Facebook, and you can connect to all the links there. Okay? So I want to thank every single one of you, every single one of you that have added on to our listener base, that took the time to come out and speak with me last week about the soaps that have been coming in all this week to talk about the George Zimmerman trial. You guys have been nothing but fantastic. We are trying our best, all of us as a team here at OTE, to make sure that we bring you the information and we allow you a forum to either make an appeal to make a change, find out what we all could do together to make some differences. Those of you that have been participating in the Soap Talk and in the Spread Your Wings Showcase, you entrepreneurs out there that's trying to get a head start, we offer free advertising and marketing. Just fill out the form on our OTE page and just make sure that you fill out the right one. If you're trying to submit some music to be heard, do me a favor, make sure that it's a high-quality attachment so that when we play it, it can sound, you know, as well as you want it to sound to our listeners. Hopefully, we can make a connection. Do understand, we are not producers and we are not investors. We are simply a means for you to be heard and seen and marketed to those that you may be able to connect with. But we're trying to alleviate any advertising costs to you and help you get Alisa Edge up. Okay, so until Monday night, which we will be having one more extended special talk and discussion about the George Zimmerman trial, we will be following it and being able to discuss our viewpoints on it. So Monday night at 8, I expect all of you to be here that have been here, that have been reaching out to me and been looking for a forum. This is it, okay? Till then, be blessed, be a blessing, and I'll see you here Monday night. Thank you.
On the Edge, we'll talk about real issues.